Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
AM Inspirations.
Welcome back to AM Inspirations, 11 minutes past the hour of 6. Now, as per usual, of course, we turn our attention to a bit of inspiration in the form of some posts and advices by the Honorable Dr. Ahmed Isa Al-Masrawi. And, of course, to decipher those posts and to give it some explanation and to give us a better understanding, we are joined online by the Honorable Sheikh Munir Satadin. Once again, Assalamu Alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show. Sheikh, we thank you for joining us once again, and we trust that you had a good weekend and that you even that you have a better week ahead. Of course, looking at our quote for this morning, Monday morning, always a special bit of inspiration from Dr. Ahmed Isa Al-Masrawi. So, of course, we hand over to you to share that with us, Sheikh.
والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين اللاهرين وبعد. Praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world and the master of the day of judgment. Our continuous blessings and salutations are placed upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his family, companions, and those who follow him. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of the Qur'an. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of al-Islam. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of making us of those who have iman. May Allah make us of those, ameen. And alhamdulillah, as we know, on a Monday, we try to focus on a quote of Dr. Ahmed that focuses on the Qur'an. And today he says, لا كلمات أفضل من كلمات الله يا من تبحث عن السعادة لا راحة ولا سعادة ولا إطمأنينة إلا في القرآن. He says, there are no words better or superior than the words of Allah, Al-Quran. O one seeking happiness, there is no comfort, no happiness, no tranquility except in the Quran. And if we look at the stage of our life that we're in, each of us are looking for the comfort, the happiness and tranquility of this world. And how can we attain it in this world and the hereafter? And this is through the Qur'an. The Qur'an alone, by Allah's will, if we stick to its constitution, will bring us not just the happiness, not just the tranquility, not just the comfort, but all other benefits. For it is a way to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama say, if you want to speak to Allah, then perform salah. But if you want Allah in His infinite might and power to speak to you, then read the Quran. Once again, we focus on the importance of understanding the Quran. And today, each and every one of us should make that effort, that sincere intention, that we wish to understand this Qur'an. For this Qur'an has changed nations. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Verily, Allah has raised or elevated the status through this book, through the Qur'an, nations. And Allah has lowered or disgraced others. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, verily, the one who does not have in his chest or in his heart, who does not utter anything of the Quran, al-bayt al-kharib, is like a deserted house. And we know the deserted house, at first we'll find insects entering it. Thereafter we'll find different elements. Thereafter we'll find the worst of society using it, and our hearts will become like that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide each and every one of us back to the Quran. We end off again with the word of Dr. Ahmad. لا كلمات أفضل من كلمات الله يا من تبحث عن السعادة لا راحة ولا سعادة ولا إطمأنينة إلا في القرآن. There are no words better than the words of Allah, Al-Quran. No one seeking happiness. There is no comfort, no happiness, no tranquility, except in the Quran. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك الحمد لله رب العالمين.